Okay, first day in full pads. You know, some good, some bad. That's to be expected. Haven't had the pads on, you know, in a long time. So really proud of this team, though, for grinding it out on the first day there. So it was a good start that way, and we just got to keep getting better every day.
You know, what did you think about the goal line early? Your defense got after it a little bit.
Yeah, defense did a good job. You know, that's kind of the way it is most times. You know, we've got all those guys are back on defense, and, you know, offensively we just need to, you know, next time we get down there, we got to do a better job.
Does practice change at all, Coach, when the pads are on a little more amped up? Or anything?
Well, we run the ball. We run the ball. I mean, we just threw 6,000 passes since whenever OTA started. So now we, you know, we ran the ball most of the time. So you run the ball in pads, and we're behind in a running game on both sides, and we'll just continue to get better at that.
And I know the defense knew the run was coming a lot, but what did you think of your running game today?
Some good, some bad, Matt. You know, I think, again, to be expected on the first day, have to be more consistent, having a lot of things thrown at us defensively. You know, from an offensive viewpoint, so we just got to keep getting better. But there were some decent runs, some nice runs down there in a red area at the end of practice. So, you know, when you walk off the practice field, it's never as bad as you think, and it's never as good as you think. And as long as you have that attitude, we'll get everything corrected and try to get better tomorrow.
I know you're mixing and matching in there on the other line.
Yeah.
How concerned are you with how the guys are?
You know, they're a tough bunch of guys. They're well coached. You know, basically we had 10 or 11 guys out there today because we have some, you know, some injuries we're dealing with. And, you know, those guys are tough. They're getting better every single day and well coached by Mike Devlin.
You said Jalen Strong had a really good offseason.
Yeah.
How has that helped him so far?
He came in, he nailed the conditioning test, did a great job in that. He's been able to really refine his skill sets as a receiver. I think he picks out one or two things every single day to get better at, and, you know, that's good to see. I think he's going to be better and better every single day.
In the past, it's been pretty obvious who the number one running back's going to be. This year, and there's kind of a trend.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, you know, the last 2 years, I wouldn't say that's the case.
Okay.
You know, based on injury.
Okay, well then, just generally speaking, the trend is against having a workhorse running back, and there's more running back by committee. How do you see you going into this season?
Yeah, Lamar is the starting running back. You know, then we have a very diverse running group behind him. We have guys that are big guys, first and second down, short yardage, goal line type guys. We have some third down guys. Then we have what we call some edge type players, guys that can play receiver a little bit, play in the backfield, you know, back and forth. So we feel really good about the skill set of the running backs that we have, and we just got to keep working them.
Bill, along those lines, Urban in some of those drills looks really good returning punts, I guess, kicks.
Yes.
How much does that help a young guy maybe earn a spot when he can do a lot of different things?
Absolutely, Greg. That's one of the reasons why we drafted him was one of the last plays he made in college was an 82-yard punt return for a touchdown at San Jose State. I mean, he's a very good punt returner. We've got a number of those guys back there. Some of them we're teaching because we think they have the skill set to be able to do it. But Tyler, that's one of the things he's going to have to do. One of his jobs is going to have to he's going to have to be able to return punts.
Each year is its own thing, and that's something that you preach a lot. As far as the number of targets that DeAndre Hopkins has had in the recent years, it's a huge proportion of the offense. Do you see that happening again, or how do you see that working out just from what you see now?
I think it's dictated by game and how the teams are playing us. You know, if teams come in and start in the preseason, starting with our defense, teams are going to do certain things to double him and take him away, then we've got to have other guys that can get open. If teams are going to play it, you know, pretty balanced on both sides, then he's going to get his share of targets. We're going to have to wait and see on that. You know, we're very much of a game plan offense. We look at the defense that we're playing, and we try to utilize our skill sets based on what that defense does and how we can exploit some weaknesses on defense. And if that means that he's getting 20 targets in a game, then he's going to get 20 targets. If that means it's not as many because of how they're playing him, then we have to be able to adjust during the game. That's why these other guys are here.
Coach, I know you're working more on run today, but what are you thinking secondary and the DBs?
It's an experienced group. There's some good young players in there. You know, you look at the corner position. It's a fairly deep position. You've got a lot of competition. After basically, you know, the first four guys, you've got J.J., Kareem, Kevin Johnson, A.J. Boye has had an excellent offseason. And then after that, you've got some really good competition. Charles James, Terrence Mitchell, some guys that are Robert Nelson stepped in here and done some good things. The safety position is very competitive. Right now, I'd say, you know, you got Dre and Dempsey there at the safety spot, but there's competition behind them. you know, with Antonio Allen and Drummond and Corey Moore and the guy we drafted, Dylan, and when Lonnie Ballantyne comes back in, you got Eddie Pleasant that does a lot of different things for us. So there's a number of different guys that are going to contribute for us in preseason in that area.
You know, Kevin Johnson is so tough when from day one he stepped in here. It looks like he put some muscle on that body and he's doing a good thing.
Yeah, well, he certainly needed to. You know, he did. He worked hard in the offseason. After the, you know, he had some medical procedures, and he's worked very hard to get stronger. He's a very aggressive player. That's something that he's been from day one, mature player. And I think right now, because he didn't have OTAs, he's just still kind of knocking the rust off. It's pretty early, but I thought he was much better today.
Bill, Brock mentioned on Sunday that he sees a playmaking group among the tight ends. Anderson's gotten a lot of opportunities, both in OTAs and so far. Can you speak to what he's been doing and what his progression has been?
Yeah, he's been one of those guys that comes in here and is mature. You know, he's a hardworking kid, a very, very smart kid. So he's able to line up in a lot of different positions. He's got good hands, got good route running ability. Now is the true test. When the full pads go on for a young guy like that, you know, how does he perform when he's pressed or when he has to block somebody, things like that. But so far, you know, we've been pleased with his progress.
Last one, how's Will Fuller doing?
Will Fuller's doing good. Yeah, he's had a good early training camp, good couple of days here. All of these rookies are getting used to the physical nature of an NFL training camp, the heat, the amount of running, you know, it's all different. You know, it's just not the same. It's just, it is what it is. It's not the same as college. And I think all of those guys are, for the most part, progressing every day.